Now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, welcome to Southern California Lifestyles on the Phil Hendry Show. With us is Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a model community in Southern California. I understand, Bobby, the Springtacular that you have that raises so much money for charity at the Western Estates Community Center, I've been told now that you, which we were going to talk about, has been canceled.
So we are very sorry to have to announce that, yes.
It's canceled?
No, it's not canceled. It is, I was going to say, it's not canceled.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
No, it's been pushed back 2 weeks. It's going to take place on Saturday, April 27th, at our community center and pool in the Bougainvillea Phase. We are very sorry, but we've had something happen to a very dear friend of ours, a woman that I've known for almost 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And Janice found out something about her husband. I'm very emotional right now about it, too.
What happened?
I've just shared the news with the other women on our steering committee. Steve, as you know, Phil, does such a wonderful job with our lighting and our sound system. There's just so many people that are disappointed that we've had to push this back.
Can I ask what happened? Is she all right?
She's a little shaken. What happened was, and I love her, she's my friend, but I'm very disappointed in her. What happened was, Janice was going through her laundry hamper, getting some laundry ready for her domestic, and she found something.
Is her husband cheating on her?
Yes, he is.
God, why do men do that?
I don't know, Phil.
Did she find a note?
She found a pair of his underwear, and they were stuck together.
No, I don't understand.
Well, he was obviously pleasuring himself. He's a married man.
That's not cheating on a woman, okay?
No, Phil. When a man is married to a beautiful woman who is loyal to him and decides that he's going to take care of himself using pornography.
No, but that was he cheating with another woman is what I'm asking.
When a man, Phil, uses pornography.
All right, I guess I'm
And pleasures himself with pictures of black and Latino women. And that man has a woman. I am so very sorry for the both of them. This is absolutely humiliating for her. When the news came to us in our...
This man, and I'm only going to use this word once while we talk, this man masturbated. Is that right?
He is a man who is married to a lovely woman and decided to go into the bathroom with pictures of black women and Latino women and used his hand... This is absolutely humiliating for her. And I can only ask myself how she's failed her marriage. That he has decided...
Why do you call this cheating? Look, we were going to talk to you about the Springtacular, which raises a great deal of money. You have canceled this or pushed it back because a woman found... a woman found a pair of her husband's underwear stuck together in a hamper.
Phil, this is absolute...
Answer my question.
No, you have to listen to me. She has failed her marriage to the point where her husband has had to do something absolutely disgusting. And I can tell you this much, Phil, and I guess you don't know... I know you've been married 5 years, but Steve and I have been together for almost 20 years. And I can tell you that when a woman finds out that her husband has had to do this, she takes this to mean that he is cheating on her. And he's an absolute animal, and she has absolutely failed her marriage.
All right, did she call you?
We were planning the final points for our Springtacular.
All right, but did she call you?
Yes. Janice called me.
All right, honey. Phil and Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve. If you please, I just want to talk to Bobby, okay?
was very upset. The man was choking in the bathroom.
I...
Phil, if I could take it off of a juvenile, because I know you think it's juvenile.
No, you have canceled a Springtacular. There's a woman out there who's being humiliated.
She brought it on herself, Phil.
Because her husband pleasured himself in the bathroom. She is a failure as a wife, and he was cheating on her.
Yes. We were planning the final points for the Springtacular. Janice called me and told me in confidence that she found Ray's underwear stuck together in a hamper. Now, I told her how very sorry I was, and that maybe she should take the day, see what she can do for her marriage. And I got off the phone. I told the rest of the women about what had happened. There were tears. There was anger. Some of the gals want to take up a collection for her. The first thing we have to do is stand by her. She has obviously failed at her marriage, but we have to push the Springtacular back and replace Janice on the steering committee.
And why are you replacing her? In other words, this is something...
Phil, she's obviously embarrassed herself. She's embarrassed the Springtacular. The women found her husband...
Well, you have to understand the woman's embarrassed. She's embarrassed us, too.
All right, wait a minute. Janice Greeley found her husband's underwear... together in a hamper... in the bathroom.
Yes.
And because of that, she has humiliated you. She has humiliated...
She has failed in her marriage. That her husband...
Mr. Renner, man, I gotta do that, or woman's not pointing it out.
Hold on, Steve. I want to talk to only your wife. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
When a man has to do that, a woman has failed in her duty. And she has failed her marriage. Oh, my God. Why are you questioning this?
It's a question, Mr. Renner, if you do it.
That's none of your business if I do it. That's none of your business.
Then why are you questioning us? This is a woman who is well known to everyone in the community. It is now well known.
My wife's very emotional.
It's now well known that Janice found her husband's underwear stuck together.
He would never do this to me.
Well, okay, and so therefore, because this happened, he's cheating on her. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And she has failed him.
Yes. And now the news is everywhere. It is a tragedy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What if a guy does this in the course of his marriage and he's still happily married?
You can't be. If you find pleasure in pornography, in the pictures of women of color with no clothes on. Oh, my God. Steve would never do that because, frankly, I am good in bed, and that's what it gets...
Okay. So that's what it gets down to.
Yes, that's what it gets down to. And if a man has to do that, his wife's not very good for him.
Okay, so any woman listening to me right now, if she finds her husband's underwear stuck together in a hamper, that must mean she's lousy in bed.
Yes. And I can tell you, Phil, it's embarrassing for all of us. Janice and I would often talk about how happy our husbands were. I would tell her how wonderful the sex was between Steve and I. And she'd say the same thing about Ray. And now the word comes down that she has lied to me, that her marriage isn't all that she says it is, and her husband's underwear stuck together in a hamper.
That's lies. You lied because her husband's choking it.
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
I think it's sad that she's frigid.
You take it that she's now frigid.
Well, why else did he do that and put our entire Springtacular at risk?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Forgive me. I had to get the whole story here. Janice Greeley is part of the Springtacular Steering Committee. The Springtacular at Western Estates has been pushed back by 2 weeks because she has been removed from the steering committee because she is failing in her marriage. Why is she failing in her marriage? Her husband apparently pleasured himself, which means that Janice must be sexually lousy. That at least is what Ms. Dooley is saying. Now, my question, of course, is what does any of this have to do with planning a fashion show for charity? Bobby, I think you do a disservice to your friend.
She lays there like a dead trout. And everyone...
Hold on for a minute. I think that's very cruel. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
You do a fashion show, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for charity. And you have thrown a woman off of the committee for your fashion show because...
Because she's failing in her marriage, Phil. Because we can't have people seeing Western Estates as a place where people, where families are coming apart. I had to tell the women that Janice's husband was cheating on her. And that her marriage was falling apart.
Did you... Wait a minute. You say that Janice's husband is cheating on her because he was pleasuring himself in the bathroom. He was masturbating, right?
Yes. And that...
But did you tell the women that was why?
I just said he was cheating on her.
You just told these women that Janice's husband was cheating on her, so they threw her out of the steering committee. But it wasn't cheating on her. He wasn't with another woman.
Phil, excuse me. But when a woman's husband does something disgusting like that,
like what? Take a dirty magazine into the bathroom?
How dare he? So in other words, we're not good enough. That is cheating.
And now this woman has been thrown off of a committee for a fashion show because she's a failure.
Well, he wouldn't take a magazine into a bathroom. Oh, God.
Why are you yelling at my wife?
I'm trying to get the facts, okay?
Excuse me. He wouldn't take a magazine into a bathroom and play with himself if she wasn't just an absolute dead fish in bed.
Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say to Miss Dewey, mm-hmm. I think you use very mm-hmm. poor judgment.
Hold on, Judy. I want to give her a phone number for a minute. Judy, hold on for a minute.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. I forgot to give our number. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Miss Dewey, as I was saying, I think yeah. you use very poor judgment
mm-hmm.
and taking her out of your fashion show. Not
mm-hmm.
only that,
mm-hmm.
you told All America that she came to you in confidence. Told you this in confidence.
Well, why?
And
is
you
it?
Wait. You can talk to me in just a moment.
Well, I don't understand. I really don't.
You took what she told you,
no,
your
yeah,
very
yeah.
best friend,
mm-hmm.
and not only did you tell everybody in your little congregation or whatever you have there, your little fashion show, you on national radio, everybody in the world knows about it. You said you didn't tell your friends what she did in the bathroom. Well, you may as well. You
That's
done
right.
told everybody else.
That's right.
And it does not mean she's not good in bed because her husband takes a magazine into the bathroom. There's not a man on the face of the earth hasn't taken a magazine into the bathroom.
Well, my
regardless
husband
to what
do
kind of magazine it was.
That is.
I read
that
in
is
the bathroom.
Disgusting.
Okay?
Well,
and for us, her husband's pants being stuck together, that doesn't mean she doesn't perform well in bed. Okay? And
well,
you say you're good, but you don't know you're good. You may be good for your husband, but to somebody else, you may not be any good. Okay?
You know, you made a good
and
point.
And on top of that...
You made a good point, but I want to say something. It's my duty.
You don't have a duty.
It's my
we
duty
as
to
women
go to
do
them.
Not have a duty to our husbands.
Do
I don't
you know
what
the
era you live in.
Do this embarrassing, sickening event to do to our home
my husband and I... Our intimate
mm-hmm.
is because we want to be, not
mm-hmm.
because I have to perform a duty for him.
I want to jump
That's
in with a question.
That's what you're making it sound like.
Judy, I want to jump in with a question.
Okay.
Because Judy made the point. Okay, so Janice Greeley and Ray Greeley are having problems, so the guy was playing with himself in the bathroom. Why did you tell all of these women?
You know, Phil, it's a good question. And I walked away from the phone knowing that I had promised Janice I wouldn't say anything. And then I told myself, no. I have to tell these women, because the reputation of our Springtacular is at stake. So
you went back on your word to her and blathered it to the whole bloody place.
Yes, I did.
Phil,
and
may
I'm
I say something,
I
please?
I'm glad I did.
And so everybody knows that Janice's husband was playing with himself in the bathroom and had underwear stuck together.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
It doesn't
go
make
ahead,
you a
Judy.
Very good friend. And I'd be looking at you if I was on that committee because of the fact you've taken business and thrown it out. Who knows what else you've done?
I think it was very important for me at that time to say, girls, you'll never guess what Ray Greeley did.
A great piece of gossip.
They found
exactly. All it
That's
is
what
gossip.
It was,
no,
a great piece
no,
of gossip.
No,
you
I
couldn't hold
them.
To a very good friend who has probably been very loyal to you.
She's been okay. Not the greatest. But I said to them, girls, guess what? Ray Greeley's underwear is stuck together in a hamper. And they all went, oh, my God. And why wouldn't they, Judy? Why wouldn't
because,
they?
Because, well, I'm sure they did go, oh, my God.
Oh, great. Just Judy
because
said it's
Because of
gossip.
The fact that you done come here with all this gossip. And boy, people love gossip. They say a dog will bring a bone, he'll take a bone.
Take a what?
A dog will bring a bone, he'll carry a bone.
I don't understand.
She brought you
things.
Her news, and Ethnic. You took it and spread it. That's what that means.
That's right.
And I'm very angry. Mm-hmm. I listen to Phil's show a lot. Mm-hmm. But when I heard you, I told my husband, I say, I am so glad I don't have a friend like her.
Well, you know something? What I really believe is this. I think she's failing her husband. The men use the term
How is she
chicken
failing
choking
her husband?
Because why would a man, what do you call it, Steve?
Chicken choking.
Why would a man choke
You have
chicken?
To have proof. That's no proof because this man does this.
Judy, have you
People
ever found,
do a lot of things.
Have you
but
ever
don't
found,
hold their wives or their spouse or their children
found,
accountable for.
Have you ever found stuck underwear in your hamper, yes or no?
Don't
no, I haven't.
Don't
but
question her.
But that doesn't
her.
Mean
there,
that she's failing her husband.
It proves that you and I...
Wait a minute. Who's to say that's what it was stuck on his underwear, made his underwear stick together?
You know what's disgusting about this? Do you know what the magazine was?
No, answer me that question.
What's that?
How do you know what made his underwear stick together?
I'll tell you this much.
How do you know?
He was in the bathroom with a magazine called Black Tail.
So what?
I think that's insulting to every black woman.
No, maybe he loves black women.
Maybe he likes black women.
Maybe he likes black women.
His wife is white.
I think I'm beautiful.
Well, whatever.
Well, I'm sure you're lovely, but when a white man goes into the bathroom with a magazine, goes,
I come from white descent.
Why are you
My father was black, so that makes me black,
there
and
you
I
go.
Think I'm a beautiful woman.
And I'm sure you are, Judy.
And I'm sure other
not,
men of different races like black
look
women,
at,
too.
Why are
Maybe
you whispering?
Find it exciting.
Why are you whispering black tail?
Oh, my God, Phil. Oh, my God.
We're on radio,
you
everybody. Here,
We're
so
on the radio.
On
All they got to do is turn the volume up.
Oh, so now it's funny that a man, a white man, goes into the...
What is with you when the white man goes into the bathroom with a magazine called Black Tail? So, what?
And they went in a magazine, another one, 60 pages of black ass.
It
so what's
sounds
that
like
of-
you're
oh,
a little bit prejudiced also.
No, I am not. Everyone I love.
I think that's what
I
made the
everyone.
Difference here. I really do think this is what makes the difference. And besides, you just got a hot piece
Dennis
of gossip, and you couldn't hold it.
Trailer hitch.
All right. Judy, you said some very good things here, and I appreciate your phone call.
Well, what do you think about this, Judy, that he went into the bathroom with one girl, party call?
So
Why
what?
Are you whispering? What was it?
I'm not going to say it. Booty call.
Booty
Look,
call.
You need
oh,
to get
God,
a life,
Phil.
Okay?
No kidding.
Evidently, you are
Absolutely.
Very bored.
Listen, Judy, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686.
I knew it was a snake pit because I ran over to Janice's house. It's tasted, I thought it was snake spit. I don't know.
All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So Janice Greeley's husband goes into the bathroom with a copy of a magazine called Booty Call. And apparently he was pleasuring himself. And that means she's a failure as a wife and she's been thrown off the steering committee for the Springtacular. Whatever. And you had to blather the whole thing to everybody. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is with us from the Joyful Union Congregation, and I don't know where you are right now, Bobby.
Phil, we are in the kitchen at our community center.
And you guys were planning for your Springtacular, but that's off.
It is, and I recognize that a lot of people would like our Springtacular to go forward, but I found out about Janice, and I'm telling you right now, Phil, we cannot have this while Janice is in the throes of a marriage that is failing. And I really feel...
Just because she found her husband playing with himself, or however you put it, in the bathroom, doesn't mean that her marriage is failing. It is absolutely unbelievable that you would put it that way. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts. This is a guy who, for whatever reason, took a magazine into the bathroom and did whatever it was that he was doing.
Well, you'll never find my husband doing that. And I can assure you, because for so long, there are people who, you know, for a lot of people tell you that. Hold on.
Where's Steve, by the way?
Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Steve? Anyway, Phil, there are a lot of people who understand when I say when a man is doing that in the bathroom. Why are you playing music in the bathroom, Steve?
What?
What?
Why are you playing music in the bathroom?
No reason. Man.
Steve?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh my God. Steve. Steve.
Oh, come on, will ya?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe it. On yesterday's show, Father James McQuarters was on to talk about, which, by the way, that was me doing the voice of Bobby and Steve, and that lady who called thought they were real. Anyway, on yesterday's show, Father James McQuarters was talking about how, through this entire molestation nightmare that the Catholic Church is living through, a little humor, a few jokes, can heal all.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I just got a few comments for this. Well, I'd like to
know, are these people Catholic that I'm speaking to?
Let me tell you.
Are you a Catholic?
Yeah. I am Catholic. I've always been a Catholic. I'm a father of 10 children. I've been to a Catholic college. I've been closely associated with many, many fine Catholic priests.
10 children. Did you come up for air?
And I'll tell you, now listen to me.
Did you come up for air?
No, never mind.
Is that a joke?
Listen to me. I have never, ever felt this strongly enough to call a talk show before, but I'll tell you, if you represent what the Catholic Church is trying to do to rationalize the things that these Catholic priests are doing, you are very, very misguided. You are a sick, sick individual.
Jerry,
and if I were you,
God.
I would get out of the priesthood.
I'm a priest of God.
You're not a priest of God. No priest of God would ever talk about rationalizing the damage done to young children.
Can I ask you a question,
whether it's young boys or young girls?
Can I ask you a question, then?
Ask me a question,
Was
Father.
It any worse than what's going on with these suicide bombers?
How can you even think
to compare the two? Exactly. Are you going to now bring the Middle East?
Both of you are Catholic. You, Jerry, and you, Phil. Do you recall when John Kennedy fell for his faith in his country?
Wait a second.
What has that got to do with the things that these priests have done, ruined the lives of these young Catholic boys?
I can tell you that I was a young priest when that happened, and that was a terrible thing. It was a Catholic priest shot down in his pulpit.
Yeah, I've heard you say they're terrible things. Now, how can you even make jokes about them?
Why don't you
just accept the fact they are terrible things that these priests have done?
Yes, they are.
And let's begin to cleanse the priesthood
of
priests like this, all right?
Father, if you
are representing the Catholic Church, I'll tell you right now, you're going to lose millions and millions of Catholics.
No, wait. Now, you've had your say. Now, listen to this. What do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
You know, these jokes.
Are you still trying to make a joke to me?
Yeah, you try to still make these
still
jokes.
Are you making light of this whole situation?
You are
an absolute disgrace, Father McWhorter. And
Jerry, you know that our Lord stood there and said,
"Don't even talk." You don't even represent what the Lord.
What do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
All right, what do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
I'm done. I've had my say.
All right, Jerry.
I've had my say. I represent the fathers all over this country.
But you don't want to talk to me. You want to lecture me.
Talk to you.
You don't.
All you want to do is tell me jokes to make light of this whole situation with these young children.
I'm not making light at all. I think it's terrible what happened to children. But is it any worse than what the suicide bombers are doing? Is it any worse than when John Kennedy fell for...
Oh, come on with the John Kennedy and the suicide bombers.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
All right, so that was from yesterday's program. 1-800-449-8686. What is going on?
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Phil, Steve's in the bathroom.
I know what he's doing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
My husband's underwear is stuck together. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And I'd like to direct your attention to our website, philhendryshow.com. The very first piece of merchandise is up for sale in the Phil Hendry Souvenir Shop, and it is called the Teds of Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt. This is a beautiful item. It is royal blue and black. Royal front with a black back, sleeves, and collar. Fabric content, 65% polyester, 35% rayon. We got small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large. And only $8 shipping and handling. Orders will be shipped within 2 to 4 weeks, just in time for Father's Day, just in time for Mother's Day. And it is a one-of-a-kind, beautiful item that you can't get anywhere else. The Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You can talk about your nat-nas, but this thing is out of sight. Put a little style into your life. Put a little fashion into your life. Put a little pizzazz into your life. Quit walking around with that Mickey Mouse t-shirt. Some of you guys ain't changed out that old smelly Boston Red Sox t-shirt for years or whatever you're wearing. What is it? What do you got, the Budweiser shirt? Did you pick up a shirt at a radio station remote, B98, and you've been wearing that until the armpit fell out? Get yourself this bowling shirt, and a whole new world is in store for you, brother. It's the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, available on the Phil Hendry Show website. And our website address is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. While you're there, pick up a backstage pass. That's the only way you can listen to all the classic archive comedy that we've got on our website. And when I say archive comedy, I'm talking about all the great bits we've had on the show down through, good God, almost 7-8 years, some of this stuff. Going back to when we were in Minneapolis, going back to when we were in Miami, some of the stuff from back in Ventura. Although, don't quote me on that. I don't know. I don't think I've seen any Ventura stuff, but I have seen some Minneapolis stuff on there. Go to our website. You get that. We've got 72 new clips that have been added. Are you going to be adding any new material, Craig? We've got some new stuff that Craig is editing that's going to be going in there. All of our audio archives. See, what our website is about our show. It's about our show. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you go to our website, we figure what you want is some of the material that you might have missed on our radio show, some of the funnier things we've done. So we have made all of this audio available to you. We've got a 30-day archive of shows that you can go back and listen to. We have classic audio archives. We have a listen live line so that you can turn on the radio show anytime during the day. It's on demand. We have a webcast archive. We've got a couple of other things that don't have anything to do with the actual content of the show, but that's just stuff to kind of get you interested, to kind of draw you in. Celebrity ass poll. Every week there's a new ass. Most of the time you guys guess whose ass it is. Sometimes you don't. Chris is getting better with that. But the website is about the show. You know? So you don't go to our website. You ain't going to find something posted on Phil's opinions of the news. Listener of the week. Forget it. You know, I don't write an essay. I don't know. There's no news line. You know, here's what's happening in the news. We're not scrolling stock prices. We're not telling you the top news stories. We tell you what was on the show. And we provide the really classic audio from that show. Because we're not there to waste your time. Now, is the website there to promote our show? Of course it is. The website is there to promote our show. But it's not there to be something other than, you know, to be something other than what the show is. So we don't invite photographs from our listener. Here's Harry in Green Bay with his dog, and here's an interesting email we got from, who cares? Hey, here's a really cool email we got from a listener. Whatever. What's it going to say? Phil, your show blows. Thank you. There's a really cool email. And here's another one. Forget it. Ain't going to happen. What we got on our website is the show, and that's why we have a subscription site. We have a subscription site for a couple of reasons. A, you deserve top quality audio. B, you deserve all of the really classic material in a search engine, organized alphabetically and by character. And you deserve a website that will allow you to peruse these archives in a reasonably organized manner. And as I said, the audio quality is fantastic. Now, I know, you know, we all know that for years my stuff's been out there on the internet. It's been on that freaking, what was that thing called? Napster and Morpheus. And the audio quality was absolutely the worst in the world. Some of it was dropped out. It was crap. So we decided that we would make it available. And we make it a subscription site. And you want to know what the big, back-breaking, horrific price is? You better hang on to yourself, because this is horrible. It's a whole $6.95 a month. Oh, my God. Now, despite some of the sob stories I hear from some of you guys, hey, what are you talking about, $6.95? Yeah, right. You can afford that. Plus, you can get that bowling shirt. It ain't that expensive. And you talk about worth it. You talk about a deal. Am I doing a radiothon right now to raise money for a public radio station? No. Am I raising money right now for muscular dystrophy? No. Am I asking you to donate money for multiple sclerosis? No. I'm asking you to buy our website. Because very few times in life does something come along that's actually worth the price you pay for it. And even fewer times in life does something come along when you're asked to pay for something at less than what its value is, and that is this instance right now. The Phil Henry Show website, $6.95 a month. We ought to be charging $15 a month. How much does a newspaper subscription cost you? How much is the L.A. Times robbing? I mean, how much does the L.A. Times charge people? I know I pay the bill every month. I don't know how much it is. It's probably some like $20, something really outrageous. Our website, $6.95. So get that backstage pass. Get a bowling shirt, and find a life. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me take a phone call here, and then we'll look through our news items from today. Scott, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a fan of your show, and I was wanting to ask you if you could have Chef Carl Trudilia on again.
Oh, yeah. When are we going to have him on, Janice, Chef Trudilia? Yes, absolutely. He's about ready to explode with the cream cheese he's packing
into
his face.
Yeah.
That fat creep.
Yeah.
We'll get him on, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, pal.
Take care.
The drama behind the scenes of MTV's white-hot reality comedy, The Osbournes, is starting to get almost as interesting as the show itself. Variety reports that America's new favorite first family of television has actually had the audacity to sign with a talent agency to help it explore a new deal for a possible second season of the show. While MTV has the production rights to future seasons, the music cable network hasn't locked up the services of the Boisterous Clan. While neither side is talking, industry insiders say the Osbournes are seeking a second season fee in the high seven figures. And perhaps even more if you throw in potential ancillary revenue linked to the show. It's a huge leap. The family was paid in the low seven figures for the season's first show. That deal put together by CAA, which still represents paterfamilias Ozzy Osbourne, The Rocker. It's no surprise the Osbournes would like more money. Their show is a hit. And will MTV pay it? No! Because they can't afford it. MTV ain't got that kind of money. Next up, HBO. The Osbournes, a show that was built around the gimmick of putting a camera into the home of a private family and watching the drug-addled brain of the father falling over chairs and basically throwing up on himself. The second season should be more of the same and just a little tiny bit more boring because we've seen it all before. MTV, by the way, is owned by Viacom, something I didn't know, so they've got plenty of money. And if I were the Osbournes, I'd put a loaded 10-gauge shotgun to their heads. Thank you. The chance, however remote, of winning $325 million had idiots, I mean people, waiting in long lines Tuesday to snap up tickets. Yes, all these schmucks, I mean these fine people, were at a tiny newsstand inside Atlanta's Omni Hotel, the possibility of becoming a multimillionaire, found lottery players penciling in lucky numbers as they snaked their way through a line. How can I say these things? Because I've never bought a lottery ticket in my life, because I don't have faith, and because I don't want to look stupid. So it's easy for me to sit on a radio show and talk about schmucks that buy lottery tickets when I sit on my dead ass and I don't even give myself the opportunity of winning. Thank you, I'm Phil Hendry. Plus, most of the tickets that win come from lower income or ghetto or dangerous neighborhood type liquor stores. I would never be caught dead in those areas getting a thing driving in the kind of car that I drive, so forget it. What rich person's going to leave Beverly Hills, go down to East L.A., buy a lottery ticket in the hopes he'd win $325 million, okay? A lifetime of heavy drinking can take its toll on the brain and body. But new research confirms what many have suspected. The brain damage can occur after only a few days of heavy drinking. Yes, they had to actually do a scientific study of what most drunks know. Drink heavily, like a binge drinking episode, for 6 days, and you've just murdered millions of brain cells. They found this out when a group of scientists, tired of having drinks being fed to lab specimens and people that they hired from off the street, actually went out and had a bunch of cocktails themselves. Yes, a group of scientists did heavy Jello shots and shotgun beers for a period of 16 days, drinking Jägermeister straight out of those big test tubes. Also, Bud Dickman was used as a sample subject. Isn't that right, Bud?
Yeah, the guy had a thing.
All right. And finally, when Rosie O'Donnell retires from the talk show game on May 23rd, it will not be the last we hear from her. A subdued Rosie told me last, and we're talking here, by the way, to Roger Friedman, who writes for the Fox News. A subdued Rosie told Roger last night at the combination anniversary party for her successful magazine and book party for her just-released memoir, Find Me, that she will not go gently into that good night. I've got so many things that I want to express myself creatively, she said. She'll be directing Fellini Satyricon, and she'll be doing a remake of Lord of the Flies, a film about a group of boys that are stranded on an island after their plane crashes, and then they turn into wild savages sucking the blood out of dead pigs. Sounds just up Rosie's alley. Watch Lord of the Flies, executive produced by Rosie O'Donnell, coming to a theater near you. That'll be awesome! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.